Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you again. Get on this train, let's ride. I've got another story for you. So, I have a cousin that I don't see very much. She's my uncle's daughter, and her name is Janet. My uncle is my father's brother, of course. His name was Jerry. Uncle Jerry. That's what I called him. Uncle Jerry moved pretty far away from the rest of us, to a state called Minnesota. Uncle Jerry, he had a whole family up there in Minnesota, 3 kids, and Janet is one of them. I didn't see them very often when I was growing up, because Minnesota is far away from Tennessee. It's almost at Canada. But Janet and I are about the same age. And so we always played together when Uncle Jerry used to bring the family down to Tennessee. We played and hung out together until we were teenagers. We always got along really well and could make each other laugh a lot. We both really liked music and would share our favorite tapes and CDs with each other. Well, I hadn't seen Janet since we were maybe 16 years old. And after that, we used to send each other funny postcards. Old, weird, funny postcards. But it had been a long time since we'd sent anything to each other. But one day, when I checked the mail, I saw a postcard with a picture of an old motel room. I immediately expected it was from Janet. And what do you know? On the other side it said that she was thinking about coming to visit with her children. Wow! I didn't know Janet had children. I felt so excited. I hadn't seen Janet since she became a mother. And I'd been feeling lonely that day. I wanted to see somebody. So I wrote a postcard back to Janet, saying that they were welcome to come any time. My postcard, by the way, was from Egypt and had a giant sculpture of a head on it. Of course, they weren't going to come that day. Over the next few weeks, I heard from Janet through the mail that they would be coming in April. It was January at the time. But just knowing they were coming made me feel less lonely. We started sending postcards almost every day. I gave her my phone number, but she never sent me any texts, and she never called me. We only sent postcards. I learned that the reason Janet was coming was she was going to play a concert right here in Haytown. She plays music under the name Planet Janet. And she plays guitar and drums at the same time. It's rock music, old rock and roll, or what you might call rockabilly. I found some videos of her playing on the internet. It was amazing to see Janet again, and it made me feel really proud that she was making such cool rockin' music. And she had 2 kids, too. I learned that their names were Eddie and Buddy. They're both girls, 3 and 5 years old. They're named after a couple old rock and roll stars, Eddie Cochran and Buddy Holly. I can't wait for them to come. It's still about 3 months away. They'll be here in April. I'm excited to tell you about what happens when it happens. That's all for this time. Thanks for listening to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. And come back in April to hear what happens when Planet Janet and Buddy and Eddie come to visit Haytown. See you next time. Bye-bye. Oh, I just remembered. Please send me an email at carl@boxcarenglish.com. If you can, send yourself speaking on a recording. You can make it on your phone and send it to me. I'm trying to make a podcast with some of your voices, and that would be really great if you would send me one at carl@boxcarenglish.com.